Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. One of the University of Louisiana Monroe's signature events takes place April 24th. Wine Over Water is held on the ULM Bridge, which overlooks Bayou de Seard. The event benefits the Spirit of the Warhawk Scholarship Program at the university. With a preview of this year's Wine Over Water is Director of Alumni Relations, Devin Gerard. Devin, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Lots of great things going on and looking forward, anticipating Wine Over Water coming up. Ninth year, a wide variety of sampling, I'm sure, to take place. Tell us about some of the wines, the premier part, I guess, of the big event.
Absolutely. I talked with Mike Brown the other day at Glazer's, and he said that he was collecting at the time. We aren't necessarily sure exactly what we have, but he always brings premium wines. And like I said, like you said, 40. So there's a lot of options.
A lot of options, a lot of different tastes. People enjoy this event, the opportunity to sample some of those. And, of course, the way it works, a commemorative glass as part of the celebration.
Yes. We provide everyone with the glass. And it's funny because a lot of the people, they collect from year to year. So they come up to us and they're like, yeah, I got to get my one for the, you know, they're nine deep now. So.
Right. Well, the event showcases not only wine, but local eateries, a part of the evening's festivities. What will they be providing during the event this year?
Each restaurant brings a signature dish. Obviously, a lot of the seafood restaurants, they do gumbo, maybe an etouffee or something like that. But a lot of them will bring something kind of off the wall. For example, let's use Aramark since they're right here on campus. Last year, they did little muffaletta reps, and they seem to be a hit with everyone. I would never like single out one of the places because they're all wonderful. But Aramark, since they are here, will share theirs. And then also Pat Nolan. She usually does lamb chops, and people always seem to look forward to the lamb chops as well.
And I guess that's one thing that I guess you're kind of the point person on is to develop that evening, whether it be appetizers, entrees, desserts, making those available for guests.
Yeah, and desserts is something, if there's any businesses out there that would still like to come into the mix, maybe not this year, but next year, we would definitely love to bring some desserts in as well. It seems that most of the places bring an appetizer or entree, but we don't have a lot of desserts, so we'd love to, you know, some local businesses to do that as well.
Yeah, something to look forward to there. Special events, live entertainment, what's on tap this year?
This year we'll be having a band from Memphis, Tennessee, Funk DeVille. We've watched videos. They seem to be great. We're really looking forward to them. The band that we've had in the past, or early on, we've had Mojo the past few years. Mm-hmm. But early on, Nancy, who works in our office, she said that they sound really similar to them, and they were a huge hit. So we're really hopeful that these guys are going to be entertaining, and you know, the ladies can dance. I say ladies, the ladies and gentlemen can dance the night away.
The ladies kind of lead, and the gentlemen kind of
follow.
Yes,
and they follow, sure.
Lots of great music, I'm sure. Well, how does Wine Over Water, when we look at this event, bring together not only ULM, but the entire community? Because it really does reach out to folks in Monroe, West Monroe, and across Northeast Louisiana.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I love about this event is seeing the outpouring of support, because it does support scholarships not only in Ouachita Parish, but the surrounding area. Is you will see people from Franklin Parish, you'll see people from Caldwell Parish, you'll see people from all over. And it's really, obviously, like you said, the community supports it, but the surrounding area does, because they know what it's going to at the end of the day. We're able to come together in one night and raise $30,000 or $40,000 for scholarships, which is absolutely huge.
When we talk about the spirit of the Warhawk Scholarship Program, tell us about this program.
Yes. Obviously, all the money that's been raised for the past 9 years has went into a scholarship endowment, and we're able to obviously provide those scholarships based off of just the interest, and that fund is sitting there growing, and as we continue to grow, we can provide more and more scholarships for students in the area.
Who is eligible to receive the scholarship?
It's anyone that obviously qualifies to attend ULM. Mm-hmm. There are GPA, I guess, stipulations on it, and ACT. I'm not exactly sure of those. if you get on our website, our foundation website, it provides all that information, and it is, as we said, called the Spirit of the Warhawk Scholarship.
I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces, you know, whenever we get together for wine over water, and not only that, but also obviously a sure conversation to really rally the ULM community as well.
And that's one thing that I love about it as well. A lot of the staff, faculty and staff from the university are there. So not only is it a community event, it's a ULM event, and our staff comes out and supports these scholarships and, of course, get to enjoy the great food and wine. So.
Yeah, looking forward to the event coming up on Thursday the 24th. Some of the things you hear, ninth year, the popularity of the event, some of the conversation that takes place.
Yeah, and I've only been part of it for the past 3 or 4 years, so I can't speak for the whole time. But I do know when they started out with this that they had, I don't want to use the word stolen, but borrowed the idea from another university because it's been made our own. I mean, it's truly our own.
To take and improve upon.
Yes, exactly. So it's now our event. But, you know, they said they started out the first year and ticket sales were low and they were worried, and then it just turned out to be a wonderful event. And then from there, you've seen an event of maybe 500 or 600 grow to anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 now. So, I mean, it's just crazy to see how this thing has grown and evolved over the past 9 years.
Not only that, but also the picturesque setting of the bayou right there for everyone to enjoy. There's going to be boat rides this year?
Oh, yeah. Letzinger will be here. And you're right. I mean, we do have a special atmosphere. I mean, it's the selling point of our university.
Yeah. There is a fee to attend, Wine Over Water. How can you find out more about attending?
Call 318-342-5420. That is our number there at the Alumni Center, and we'll be happy to provide any information about the event.
Gets underway next Thursday. What time, Devin, do we get started?
The patron party will begin at 5:30, and then the bridge party will begin at 7 o'clock.
ULM's Wine Over Water, ninth annual event coming up on Thursday the 24th. Devin Gerard is Director of Alumni Relations. Devin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.